This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it, scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music.
Taylor Castroneves, Dancing with the Stars winner. Andy Driver going to be in here in just a second. He's been hanging out in the green room. Every time I walk by the green room, all I hear is vroom, vroom, vroom. The guy's just a one-track mind. Helio's been on the show before. It'd be nice to have him back in here. And it's nice to have in studio with us right now an amazing young woman who is doing something that I think ought to be promoted, and that's why you're sitting here right now. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show today.
It's nice to see you. Maria, what's your last name?
Guilfoyle.
And Maria, what is the Power Thread?
The Power Thread is a website and social media campaign that connects women with style, empowerment, and design. The idea of it is to bring these things together into one platform and really empower women and learn about products.
So is the goal to generate self-esteem, encouragement, entrepreneurship, and business success?
A little bit. It's really about sharing. So I think women are power. So it's not necessarily to create self-esteem, but to share that self-esteem women have and share those accomplishments women have and their interests. It's also about learning about products or little things that women do every day that they're really excited about and sharing those with other women.
Well, but everybody is not you. And at 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
At 22, you've done a lot. So what's the ideal person to come to the Power Thread? Somebody who wants to learn more or somebody who's already on the way?
It can be anyone, really any young woman who has a passion, an idea, a hobby, or honestly just a product or an item that they feel really great about. So maybe they have a coat that they throw on for a day, and when they put that on, they feel really powerful and they feel ready for their day. Or it's a face lotion that when they use, they feel awake and ready to start their day.
You know, Dave
something
is,
to share.
Dave's a very snappy dresser. I think we can agree that I am a terrific dresser. Yeah. Andrea is lovely every day. Andrea, say hi to her for me.
Maria, I think this is a wonderful, wonderful project that you started, and it's very successful. Are you finding now that more women are wanting to help each other, you know, especially mentor other women and say, come on, here, this is the way to do it, instead of kind of like butting heads with each other, helping each other?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We're definitely in an age of sharing where you can see on social media and on Instagram, people really want to help each other, and women really are driven to support each other and to mentor each other. So this is really a platform that's not about my personal blog or any specific person, but about everyone sharing that experience.
Samer, how do you know Maria?
I know Maria.
Let me try that.
I know Maria because she was a patient of my sister's for a long time.
Your sister is a therapist.
Prior to Maria's excelling here in the fashion blogging atmosphere, she was an ice skater and I think synchronized.
I figure skated competitively through high school.
Yeah, me too.
In Chicago. And then I went to school in St. Louis, and I know Katie through that.
So physical therapy, because skater, you'd be beat up and she would try to fix you?
Yes, yeah. Yes, a little bit of that.
I think an interesting thing about the Power Thread that Maria brings up is, and something that's been confusing or gotten lost in this time where women are becoming so, we were already powerful, but people are noticing it, is that it's not just about being a CEO or all these strong, more masculine type things. It's also things like, I enjoy a certain mascara, and I feeling pretty makes me feel powerful. Not that you have to be pretty to get to success or anything, but it's okay to be a strong female who works hard, who wants to take control at work and want to look good at the same time. You know, like we have a lot of different layers. It's not just
absolutely,
you know, one side or the other. And so this is a great way to encompass all of it, so you don't have to pick, like, do I have to be the pretty girl or the smart girl, or, you know, I can be all of these things and they all together make me who I am.
It's a good way to put it. Layers externally and internally. I'm sure you see that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're really excited to have anyone on the platform and to interview lots of different women and have that variety.
Thepowerthread.com.
Thepowerthread.com.
Is the website. Justin?
Yeah, it's an interesting, delicate balance between When you're talking about the power thread, which is great, and you're showcasing women and their relationships with not just what they do, but the products that they use, that we've seen with social media and websites, influencers, and this idea of pop-up where there is just so much attachment to the personality, to the product.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that that's authentic, that it's not you're representing a powerful woman and she uses this type of mascara and it's obvious that
not
this
just an influencer
yeah, it's just
selling,
an influencer selling something. How do you make sure that the whole experience is authentic?
Definitely. So I've really focused on, when I'm interviewing these women, to separate their personal experiences and their hobbies and what being powerful means to them from the product. So when I go through the interview, I start with their background, their hobbies, their interests, and then go into what does it mean to you to be powerful? What makes you feel confident? And then after that, we go into the product and the item that they're interested in. And I've also had some women that I've interviewed say, you know, it's not necessarily a product, it's my tattoo, or it's the music I listen to every morning, or it's my interest in practicing sustainability and zero waste. And so I've allowed it to branch beyond just a product and more into their interests and hobbies.
Where's this go for you? Where, I mean, you know, this is, let me ask you the cliched question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What does this do? What's your big picture idea for the site?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
The power thread is very young right now, so I'm open to seeing where it goes and where it grows organically. But I would love to have this grow to be more recognized in a larger platform that engages more women around the world. I'm actually working on starting an ambassador program that will have young women at different college campuses, hopefully, or different cities that can engage their friends in the platform as well. I'd love to eventually start a brand or a product line, or even maybe some sort of brand consulting firm that brings all this together. But I'm really excited for the power thread to grow to engage more women around.
Yeah, the world. Personal brand is the catchphrase of the moment. How would you describe yours?
My personal brand?
Yeah.
I think I'm someone who is definitely interested in style and design and having fun with that, but also someone that's very much a people person. And I'm really not just interested in my brand, but everyone's brand, and learning from people around me.
Now, you've been designing for a lot of years.
Yes.
I know. You've been what got you interested in that? Were you at stores and you didn't see what you liked, or you were like, "Oh, I like that."
Were you arguing with your mom about what you could wear to school? You
know, sleeves off of that, or what?
Yeah.
The genesis.
So I've always been interested in fashion design. I, from a young age, really enjoyed art. So I would always be drawing and painting with my free time. In preschool, I'd always be in the drawing art section of the room. And I really enjoyed making things with my hands. And I've always loved fashion because I think it's so cool that you could make what you're wearing. And that can represent your personality, your style, your mood. I also think the fashion industry is really interesting because it's global. It's something that everyone can see. And it can be one universal language in a way. And so from a young age, I started trying to make a skirt or make a scarf and wear that to school. And I've learned that the fashion industry is not just about making clothing and selling clothing. It's also about bringing people together and learning about different designs and different aesthetics and what inspires people.
Any age range for the powerthread.com? Limitations? Like, can my grandmother join you?
There's no limitations. Your grandmother can join me. I'm primarily looking for 20 to 30 year old women, but anyone is welcome.
And everybody can learn from everybody.
Yes.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, of course.
Being in the older realm here, can you put like a picture, Maria, of I'm always challenged design wise. If I put something on and I don't know how it looks, and one of my daughter's not in the house, my daughter-in-law, can you say no? You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you're asking to be judged by the internet?
Asking,
this seems
she's
very
asking
dangerous
for your phone
to me.
I'm just wondering if the power thread can help you with your own personal design problems
and your style.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think the power thread would be open to that, and we'd love working with anyone.
That's a cool idea. We'll, of course, have to make sure the comments are kind, because it's easy with Mary. She looks great.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know this. Some people on the internet are mean. I don't know
That's
if you've
true.
Heard that.
That is true. Some
We're going to keep
mean.
Them off the powerthread.com.
Well, we hope to have a positive environment on the power
there
thread.
There you go. Look at that. Listen, it's an honor to meet you. And
you're
very impressive and, frankly, too good for the show.
It's an honor to be on the show.
Oh,
so
it's
thank
nice
you very much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Thepowerthread.com.